I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting the news on WSIU. A partly sunny sky in store for us today with scattered flurries possible. Expect a high around 27 degrees with a southwest wind shifting to the northwest this afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 20 miles an hour. The Illinois economy ended 2017 on a familiar note of slow but steady growth. Mark Schultz has more.
The University of Illinois Flash Economic Index for December fell 0.1 to 104.1. Anything over 100 indicates the economy is growing. U of I economist Fred Gertz says the state's economy showed slow and steady growth throughout 2017.
It finished pretty much the same as it performed during the year. It was a stable year, despite the fact that there's lots of turbulence in terms of politics and things of that sort.
While admitting it's difficult to prove, Gertz thinks the state economy would be doing even better if Illinois were more politically and financially stable. He says while the Illinois economy is growing, it is lagging behind the national economy. I'm Mark Schultz.
A last-minute deal in Congress to provide short-term funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program hasn't done much to alleviate stress for states and parents going into the new year. Roughly 330,000 low-income children in Illinois rely on the CHIP program to stay healthy. LaTanya Hester with Children's Alliance says the funding helps kids with chronic health care needs and also routine checkups.
We've been told by so many parents, Apple Health allowed me to bring my kid in when they said they had a stomach ache. And as a result of that, we discovered they had a more severe health care issue than we would have thought, and they were able to get treatment and get it taken care of.
Congress approved funding for CHIP until the end of March. The program mainly helps low-income and working-class families who earn too much to qualify for Medicaid. According to the Illinois chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, 97% of children in Illinois are insured. Without CHIP, thousands of those wouldn't be covered. A Missouri panel is recommending increasing the Show Me State's 17-cent fuel tax by 10 cents for gas and 12 cents for diesel in an effort to pay for road and bridge work. Transportation Task Force leader Representative Kevin Corlew on Tuesday said the fuel tax increase would bring in an estimated $430 million for Missouri. That would fill a little more than half of the $825 million annual shortfall facing Missouri transportation. If it's passed by lawmakers during the roughly 5-month legislative session that begins today, the tax hike would still need public approval through a statewide vote. Tax hikes have struggled to make it through the legislature of late. The last fuel tax increase was in 1996. We'll see a partly sunny sky today with a chance of flurries, a high near 27 with southwest winds shifting to the northwest. I'm Jennifer Fuller.